Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on your Tuesday. It's the last day, 30th day of the month of April 2024. They're looking at a lot of cloud cover up along the eastern seaboard, especially from northern and central Georgia northward all the way up into the New York area and then eventually into New England. Some areas of showers, western portion of the Carolinas, eastern Tennessee Valley, all advancing towards the northeast, most likely arriving in the northeast during the evening hours. But aviation interest across the nation for the airport hubs looking at maybe some showers, isolated thunderstorms in a latter portion of the day and evening. Newark, New York, and up in the Boston area, no major problems as far as delays is concerned because of the weather, although by later today and tonight, there could be some isolated thunderstorms that'll put things back in a little bit of a slower pace. D.C. also looking at mostly cloudy with the possibility of some showers, as does Atlanta and Charlotte, both days with scattered showers, and looking at the possibility of some isolated light delays in those places because of the expected weather, especially a little bit heavier weather in the latter portion of the day and at night. Still, once again, looking at some heavy amounts of thunderstorms from central Texas all the way up through Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, Nebraska, and all the way up into Iowa and in Minnesota. And those places, there will be some locally severe weather and thunderstorms as a slow-moving frontal system advances eastward. That means the Chicago area will have the threat of some rain and showers by the evening and also on Wednesday. But there is that possibility of slow movement into the Minneapolis-St. Paul area because of heavy thunderstorms. And also at Dallas-Fort Worth, there'll be some isolated thunderstorms during the daytime, and they'll be more locally severe later in the day and at night on Tuesday. West Coast showing just a lot of cloud cover earlier than some afternoon sun in L.A. and San Diego. Looks like generally fair conditions in the San Francisco Bay area. Looks like more rain and showers in Portland and up in Seattle. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and that is the weather story so far for this evening. Have a great day. Talk to you first thing on Wednesday, the first day of May.